So let's rewind to pre-Memorial Day and right before summer started. I see a lot of people who maybe are super pleased with their results. And I've been this person. I'll even stop working with a coach as summer arrives because I'm like, oh, I'm not trying to lose weight right now. The bouts of the no alcohol, the no eating out at all, and things like that. So it's really, really, really important to keep all of that in mind. So let's break some of these down a little bit more and explain why we picked these activities in particular. We're going for what's gonna be a material change for you. And ultimately that makes this very inviting and scalable regardless of where you are in your journey. That is so aligned with how we think at The Fitness Fix. One of our signature pillars of our program and a value that's really important to us that I believe is probably the biggest differentiator in our coaching service is the fact that we meet you where you are. So if you're the person who can barely get 100 grams of protein, I don't expect you to get 100 grams of protein by day two of our program. But by month two of our program, that should be a non-negotiable. So on the other side of the meeting you where you are, we also pull you up to where you need to be. We're not gonna sugarcoat. We are going to provide support and accountability, but we're going to show you the way to get from that point A where you are to point B to where you need to be to get the results that you want as quickly as we can, as efficiently as we can, but also keeping in mind what your roadblocks are, what your food preferences are, what your day freaking looks like, because all of that matters.
Let's link up with Krista on The Fix. She's a wellness coach with a focus on mental well-being and physical strength.
Hey, hey, Fix listeners. Welcome back to our latest episode of The Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Krista Huber, and I've got another solo episode for all of you this week. And this is the episode you want to turn the heck up because it's September and I'm here to call you guys out. I have so many people that we talk to over the course of the year, but especially around summer, you know, right around Memorial Day, the official kickoff of the summer season, who tell me a few things. First, they tell me, oh, I wish I looked better. I wish I had done more work in the fall through the winter and spring to feel a little bit more confident in my summer clothes, in my bathing suit, whatever it is. And I'm kind of disappointed that I'm not where I want to be. And after that, they then say, but it's the summer. I don't really think this is the best time to focus on potentially losing weight. I've got a lot of travel coming up. I have a lot of social events. I'm running my kids all around to different summer activities, sports, what have you. And I'm going out to eat a lot more in general, just things with friends. I definitely want to have a few more drinks because it's a summer season, want to be outside, happy hours, enjoying the weather. And so realistically, this doesn't really make sense for me right now to diet, let alone invest in a coach. And I'm going to talk about the difference between what I just said in this conversation. But this is the call out. It is September. If you're listening to this episode live, it's September 7th. Labor Day has come and gone. Most kids are back to school in the last couple of days, if not today, in fact. And this is the time that you said when we had that conversation back in the end of May, early June, oh, I'm just going to wait till fall. Here is the time that you waited for. I'm just going to wait till fall. Well, guess what? That is right now. So this is the episode to help you map out exactly what you need to do to kickstart this fall season really strong. Whether you choose to work with a coach or whether you choose to go at it alone, I'm actually going to be sharing an internal challenge that our current one-on-one Fitness Fix clients are partaking in for the rest of this month. And in this episode, lay out for you exactly how you too can do this on your own, why these activities are a part of this challenge, and how it's a really good preview into the foundation, the basics, whatever you want to call it, of what we instill inside of our clients in the Fitness Fix program. And more importantly, the methods and the focus that they actually have, not only to maintain their results and achieve their results, but to just get these results and live with them for the rest of their lives. Because one of the things that a lot of people miss when it comes to transforming their body is they want to get to the end goal, but they don't pay attention to the steps it takes to get there. And by not paying attention, what I really mean is they don't actually take inventory of whether those steps they're taking, the process they're taking to get there, is something that they can continue to do, like to actually act out, not just keep the results and like stay the same weight, but looking at how you got from A to B, B to C, C to D, and so on, and really asking yourself, is this something I can keep up? Because newsflash, how you got there is going to be how you stay there. So in comes a fun idea that I had that I shared with our clients on one of our weekly group coaching calls every Tuesday night. You guys have heard me share this on the show before. We hop on with all of our current clients, use it as an opportunity to present on various topics or do a sort of Q&A. And as I was reflecting on client feedback from check-ins over the course of that previous week and just kind of thinking about this transition to fall from summer to fall, it kind of dawned on me that this was the perfect time to do this for the reasons I just described, that there's so many people out there who, if you listen to everything I just said in the last 2 minutes and you felt a little bit uncomfortable, this is for you. And coupled with the annoying ass quick fix information that is going to be flooding your Instagram feed, your Facebook page, your girls' night where people are having a glass of wine and talking about the new fad diet that they're doing, and to try to help you block out the noise. So that's what this episode will accomplish. It's first and foremost going to give you a blueprint of exactly how we walk our clients through an approach that truly is a lifestyle change and truly is something you can commit to for the rest of your life to varying degrees. Some of these tools are going to come and go in order of importance. And some of these tools, there's levels to which you can kind of work through them and adopt them or maybe even remove them from your routine. And it's also going to help you understand why the 2-3 day detox that somebody out there, some nutritionist or health coach, is promoting to try to help you get rid of all of the foods that you indulged in over the summer, the extra drinks you had, the cocktails on the beach, the beers, whatever it is the wrong idea. I could do a whole podcast about why that's the wrong idea. Touched on that a little bit in our last episode on, you know, stuff we're tired of hearing in the fitness industry. And I literally could have done an entire 40-minute spiel on why I'm tired of even just this word detox, because from a purely scientific standpoint, your liver already does that for you. And there's other organs in your body, the kidneys, that aid in that process. And, you know, you can do things like focus on whole foods. Yes, you can focus on your fiber intake. All of that is excellent. It all is things we preach inside of the Fitness Fix program. But to label something as a detox and remove things like alcohol, dairy, sugar, and just go cold turkey on them for 2 weeks, it doesn't get to the root of why you're not actually losing weight. And I actually did an Instagram post on that exact topic as well. So it would encourage you to check it out. If you are ever considering that type of method, know that the end goal likely is not fat loss. It's just the person who's marketing that to you isn't including that information. So a little bit of an aside, but again, this is the reason why we're doing this. And I just went through all of our conversations that we were having with clients over the past month and thought to myself, hey, a lot of them are transitioning just with this change in season. A lot of them are also transitioning into a calorie deficit phase, into our focus phase inside of the Fitness Fix program, where we do actually drop their macro assignments, change the amount of calories they're consuming. But that's not every single person. And even in the process of getting to that point, there are basics that we ask our clients to be able to demonstrate to us for several months on end before they can technically earn the right, if that makes sense, to lose body fat. And this list, the expectations that we're laying out inside of this challenge, are those tasks, the basics that they need to show us and show themselves they can steadily and consistently focus on a daily and weekly basis to ultimately get the most out of their calorie deficit and probably even change their body composition. So lose some fat, build some muscle, see a difference in the way their clothes fit, see a difference in their progress pictures, even before they actually officially enter that calorie deficit, even before we actually officially drop their calories. And that part is huge because essentially, so many people are so quick to want to jump right into that phase that they actually leave a lot on the table in the sense that they're making it harder for themselves because they immediately want to cut the calories. And guess what? I don't care if you've learned our method and learned the ways that we do technically make dieting quote unquote easier inside of our program and the way we support clients and the structure that we provide. But dieting still sucks and it's still hard. Anybody who tries to tell you like, oh, this is going to be the easiest thing you've ever done. No, it's not, because you're making a commitment to change your life. But two, there are sacrifices that come with that. And this method that we're taking inside of this challenge that I'm going to tell you the name of in a second, because I think it's fun, is all of that. So if you're on Instagram and TikTok, I feel like this is probably a little more prevalent on TikTok. There's been this trend over the last several months. I don't know how long it's been around exactly, called like, I'm in my such and such girl era. For example, I'm in my hot girl era, or I'm in my single girl era, or whatever. I had a client, shout out to one of our clients, Amanda. She made such a fun joke when I was presenting this on our weekly group call. And she was like, I'm in my hot flash girl era. For all of my menopausal ladies who are listening out there, I thought you guys might get a kick out of that one. But it's basically just a description of whatever kind of phase or era, if you will, you're kind of in your life. And as I was thinking about this trend and this wording, I thought to myself, you know what? Let's steal this and adopt it for this challenge. And we're going to call it the disciplined girl era. And I picked the word disciplined very intentionally because people go around talking all about motivation. And I've said this probably more times than I can count on this podcast, but it's been a while since I've brought this up. Motivation is a bunch of BS and discipline is everything you need to see results. So this challenge and the Fitness Fix program as a whole creates discipline and structure for clients to be able to fall back on when motivation is fleeting, when their emotions get the best of them, when life just simply gets in the way. So the word disciplined was very intentional. And for the rest of this month, and I'm inviting anybody listening to this podcast to actually jump in on this challenge too. You can do it on your own. I'm going to talk about a really cool little resource that we have for you to be able to track these activities on a daily basis. You can even throw it up in your social media and tag us, but I'll get to all of that towards the end of this episode so that you can participate as well. And you can make some recommitments to yourself that honestly, like I said, kind of bridges the transition from going from that place of like, oh, so the summer I kind of like ate and did whatever I wanted, to easing into, dipping your toe in the water, like I said, bridging the transition into just prioritizing getting your protein, getting enough steps, being consistent in the gym versus leaping headfirst right into a calorie deficit. Because like I was just getting on about, calorie deficits are hard in the first place. And I think they're even harder when you go from doing what you wanted and enjoying yourself and kind of being on one end of the spectrum all summer to then being like, okay, September 5th is here. September 7th is here. My kids are back in school. I'm immediately going to drop my calories, jump into a 1200 calorie diet, cut the sugar, cut the dairy, cut the alcohol, all the things. Let me know how long that lasts you. It doesn't. So this is a good, happy medium, and it's also going to demonstrate to you the tools that you need to continue to practice as your goals start to shift, as you do get, let's say, a little bit more serious about really losing the weight and really losing the body fat. So for our Fitness Fix clients, we have this awesome app that we use to communicate with our clients to have them track a lot of different biofeedback that they look at on a daily basis. Everything from their hunger cues, digestion, energy levels, how much sleep they're getting, the quality of their sleep, how many steps they're getting. So for this challenge, we basically are doubling down on all of that, but adding a few other activities, and I'm going to lay out what those expectations are. So if you haven't seen this already on my Instagram page, I did put up a post about it just a few days ago. Go check it out. I'll put it on my stories. If you're listening to this episode on the 7th, it'll definitely be up, and you'll want to save that so you know exactly what the expectations for this are. Now, it's technically not even a full 30 days, so trust me, you can do this for another 23 days. It's like really 3 weeks. Here's expectations. We are going to do the following. Limit our meals out to 1 to 2 times per week. And I'm going to talk about why I came up with each of these. Hit a daily protein goal. If you need some support in figuring out what that protein goal is, really quick calculation you can make, shoot for at least your body weight. So 1 gram per pound of body weight in protein. It could be anywhere from 0.8 to 1 grams. If 1 gram is a lot for you, especially if you feel like you do have a considerable amount of weight to lose. At minimum, it's got to be at least 100 grams. I mean, that is like on the floor, absolute minimum. Next, we are going to add an additional 20 to 30 minute walk so that you can increase your daily average steps by at least 2,000 to 3,000 steps, depending on how fast you walk. And I did say additional because a lot of our clients already make commitments to walk a certain amount on a daily basis, but I really wanted them to focus with this on even trying to get outside too. No matter where you live, the weather is usually really nice this time of year. Things are cooling off, especially if you're on the East Coast. And it's just a nice time to also get some vitamin D, get outside, refresh. If you're really sedentary, super, super important. So just showing you that you can commit to an additional 20 or 30 minutes outside of your other workout routine, whatever. Next, we are going to cut our weekly alcohol consumption in half. So if you typically have like 4 to 6 drinks over the course of a week or weekend, we're going to cut it down to 2 to 3. Or maybe even make the commitment to cut it out completely. If you usually have like 1 or 2, then say to yourself, hey, do I really need to have this drink? And just, again, focusing on cutting it in half because we're not in that all or nothing game here. And we're not saying that you have to completely eliminate foods or drinks to be able to see changes. So that's why I like this idea of focusing on the delta and just focusing on, okay, you're here. I'm going to bring you to here. And because there's a delta, because there's a difference, it will make a difference for you in the results. When it comes to alcohol, if you do want to accelerate the fat loss process, I won't sugarcoat it in that, yes, if there's something I would encourage anybody to completely eliminate, it would be that. And the reason being is because alcohol can stall fat loss for up to 36 hours after consumption. So arguably, you could look at it as if you're like losing another 2 days almost of potential body fat, like opportunity to lose body fat, and it's not happening. Next, we are going to focus on strength training at least 4 to 5 days a week. Doesn't really need to be too much more than that. We want to be efficient with our time. Most of our clients are very, very busy people. We want them in the gym and out of the gym and in the spirit of being efficient. We also are asking for the focus of those strength training workouts. For every set you're completing, you should be within a range of failure, about 2 to 3 reps away from it. So your final couple reps should really slow the heck down. If you were recording yourself, which a lot of our clients do, and they send videos to us for feedback, and a lot of my feedback is usually around tempo and whether I think they were exerting themselves enough, you should notice a difference in your tempo from the first rep to say the 8th or 9th or even 10th, depending on what the exercise is. And we should also be able to look at the video and be like, yes, you were, let's say you were doing a push press or something, like you are struggling to get that bar, that weight, those dumbbells, whatever the machine, whatever it is you're using up and over your head for those last reps. I even want to see that attempt of like you trying to go up one more time and maybe you don't get it. Next, minimum 7 hours of sleep, or at the very least, trying to increase your average sleep by an additional 30 minutes. Once again here, focusing in on that delta. And then the last one is shooting for a minimum of 80 ounces of water daily. This one, much like what I was mentioning about alcohol or limiting meals out and, you know, just the sleep example with this idea of a change, a delta, I like the number 80 because I don't think 100 ounces is necessarily this magic number. Yes, it's great to drink 100 ounces of water, but for some people that might feel intimidating. So first start off, if you're honest with yourself and you're like, I got a Stanley, and I literally only fill up that 40-ounce thing one time a day, why don't we go from 40 to maybe 60? That's 1.5 Stanleys. Or you can think about it and be like, oh, 80 ounces actually isn't that intimidating because that's just 2 Stanleys. Yes, will that be double your intake? Will you probably be in the bathroom? Sure. But just think about it from this sense of like, okay, we have to start somewhere and we really want these efforts to be malleable and customizable to wherever your starting point is. So that's why a lot of these are like, cut this in half, increase this, limit that. We're not saying to go 0 to 100 real quick, because I promise you that never works for anybody in the long run. And it never works for anybody in the long run because it goes back to how I opened up this episode. It goes back to the fact that that perpetuates a very restrictive mindset. And it completely defeats this idea that if you don't like what you did to try to get to where you want to go, the minute you get to that destination, you are a human being. You are going to be like, screw this. It is my time for me to just be like, enjoy myself, get back to how I want to be. A lot of people who go into these really restrictive diets, let's rewind to pre-Memorial Day and right before summer started, I see a lot of people who maybe are super pleased with their results. And I've been this person. I'll even stop working with a coach as summer arrives because I'm like, oh, I'm not trying to lose weight right now. I'm not trying to diet. And then they let the whole summer go by. They gain a good 5 pounds if I'm being conservative, or they gain back all the weight they lost between last Christmas-ish or January-ish up until May. And then they're like, oh, I got to start over. The reason why that happened was because the approach they took to get there was likely very restrictive. It was the bouts of the no alcohol, the no eating out at all, and things like that. So it's really, 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 I can't emphasize this enough, important to keep all of that in mind. So let's break some of these down a little bit more and explain why we picked these activities in particular. What I think is very apparent and everything I'm really trying to say here, just to kind of close the loop on this last point, is we're going for what's going to be a material change for you. And ultimately, that makes this very inviting and scalable, regardless of where you are in your journey. And that is so aligned with how we think at the Fitness Fix. One of our signature pillars of our program and a value that's really important to us that I believe is probably the biggest differentiator in our coaching service is the fact that we meet you where you are. So if you're the person who can barely get 100 grams of protein, I don't expect you to get 100 grams of protein by day two of our program. But by month two of our program, that should be a non-negotiable. So on the other side of the meeting you where you are, we also pull you up to where you need to be. So we're not going to sugarcoat. We are going to provide support and accountability, but we're going to show you the way to get from that point A where you are to point B to where you need to be to get the results that you want as quickly as we can, as efficiently as we can, but also keeping in mind what your roadblocks are, what your food preferences are, what your day freaking looks like, because all of that matters. So let's kind of talk through why some of these activities are important and why some of these activities actually can prevent people from seeing results. Now, one thing I mentioned at the beginning of this recording is this is really also inviting because it's a good bridge from extremes. It's a good bridge from that place in your mind where you're like, oh, I just did nothing all summer but enjoy myself, to the opposite end of, oh, I'm going to go cold turkey and go on this really restrictive route and go jump right into a deficit. This is set up that way because you need these activities to be a part of your fat loss journey. So arguably, I can promise you that if you focus on these 6-7 things for the next 23 days, for the rest of this month, if not even for the rest of this year, to be honest, you will very likely see change. The first one is a really good example of that. Going out to eat 1 to 2 times a week, again, picked a number that's like, hey, yes, you should still live your life, but isn't like, oh my God, you know, you're going out as much as you want. Because here's what happens. When you go out to eat, it's very simple. Protein is limited, but yet it's the most important macronutrient when it comes to fat loss. And things are cooked and loaded up in oil and butter. So knowing that, if we can just pull back on how often we're going out to eat, it's going to make you have a much more realistic understanding of exactly how many calories you're consuming. You'll also just have more control. So I like this limit that we're putting on it because, again, it shows you how you can still live your life. I also think just choosing not to go out to eat, well, first of all, you're going to save some money. And with eggs and things being like freaking $8 these days, I would think that that's actually important to you. And that's also something that we really see as a benefit of coaching. Because you save money with going out to eat less. We help you plan your meals. So you're actually a little bit more efficient at the grocery store and things like that. So just, you know, another point for making the investment in coaching because you'll see savings in other areas. But going out to eat, our clients who go out to eat very often, at least 2 to 3 times a week, and I'm not trying to call anybody out, but I also kind of am because I said that at the beginning of this episode, they see the most they're the most stuck. Like they're the ones who are like kind of scratching their heads and being like, I don't know why I can't see results. And it can be frustrating because they're like, I am making better decisions when I go out to eat. Fine. Like maybe you are ordering the chicken and things like that. You are making an effort to track it. Cool. I'm really happy. Yes. Cause you have to learn those behaviors. However, the biggest issue with that is it's just not as accurate. So that's why that one's on there. Protein, I'm going to breeze through this one because I already touched on it. It's the most important macronutrient when it comes to fat loss. For all the girls out there, you're very likely not consuming enough protein. And of all three macronutrients, because it's the most important, if you feel intimidated by food tracking or you think it's tedious, time consuming, whatever, starting with just your protein is a really, really good way to get to where you want to go. So I recommend it as like the gateway into getting comfortable with tracking and really learning and understanding what foods actually have protein in it and are predominantly protein, are lean sources of protein. So hitting that goal is just like the basics. If you can't do that when you're not in a deficit, it's going to be a problem, because when we put somebody into a calorie deficit, we actually increase their protein intake because it's going to help you stay full and satisfied. So if you can't hit the minimum on a regular basis, you're going to have a really hard time when you enter a deficit. So again, it's like these things are here as like the, what do we need to pass go in this game of Monopoly, aka in this game of moving into that fat loss phase and starting that deficit. With strength training, breezing through this one as well, it's again about efficiency. Like we know our clients work hard, but we know they're busy. We want you to get the most out of your workouts, and resistance training is going to help you build muscle. It's going to get you lean. It's going to get you toned, and lifting heavy weight at a very high capacity, doesn't need to be high reps, but it should be heavy weight, is going to create the most resistance and will truly help you change the shape of your body. Want to go back real quick because I realized I jumped past the alcohol one just to keep things in order. Alcohol consumption in half. I mentioned that it does limit fat loss. The principle here is the exact same as when it comes to going out to eat. You want to have more control. You want to see better results. You want to sleep better. I could go on and on. We should probably do a whole episode about alcohol, which we will, about why we want to make adjustments to that. Sleep is super important for recovery. Outside of walking, I also think that sleep is one of the most underrated aspects of fat loss, and you need it. You need to give your body time to recover, and it's going to make it that much easier. Keeping in line with the walking theme, why are we adding those 30-minute walks in? Again, helping you get outside, get some vitamin D, fresh air, all that good stuff, but also because so many people are really sedentary. If you listen to this podcast in the car, this is a good one for you. Maybe you decide that when you start listening to this podcast, I typically talk for at least 30 minutes. So if you go through one of our episodes, a lot of them are sometimes an hour if we have a guest, there's 60 minutes of walking. Make that adjustment. You already listen to the podcast on a regular basis, so stack the habit, get some more movement in there. If you're really sedentary with a desk job and you don't track your steps, this is where that delta comes in. This is where we talk about the fact that it's like, hey, let's really pay attention to making an adjustment for you. No, you don't need to get 10,000 steps, because if you're currently only getting 3,000, for you to go from 3,000 to 6,000 is going to make a really big difference. And in trying to play that Monopoly game and pass and go, I don't have a single client that I'm ready to have them commit to a deficit if they can't show me that they can average at least 8,000 steps a day. I like the number 8,000 because it's not 10, and it's also this idea of not leaving things on the table. Like, why not just move your body more versus immediately jumping into a deficit by reducing calories even further? You can create a deficit in more ways than just actually dropping your caloric intake. If you eat a little more, but you also move your body accordingly and move a little bit more, that's another way that we're creating a deficit. So that's the habit. That's the check on that habit by getting you moving and getting you walking, getting you outside. I also, over the last few months this summer, invested in a walking pad. When I take my Zoom calls, I'm on the walking pad, and it's been great. I'll get like an extra 2,500 steps within less than 30 minutes, and that's fantastic too. Now, when it comes to water, hydrating, you need it. We know the importance of staying hydrated. Again, like I said, 80 ounces is just focusing on that change. If you can push yourself to 100, even better. So that's a layout of exactly what we're doing. Now, hopefully, if you made it this far in the episode, you're still listening, you are interested in doing this too. First and foremost, if you want to guarantee your success and you want to honor your commitment that you said back in May, I would revisit this in the fall for myself, this is your time to book a sales call. Invest in one-on-one coaching. Let's talk about it. This is going to hopefully give you a really good taste of what we focus on and things we do inside of the Fitness Fix. And I'm more than happy to chat about it. Just no pressure. Like, let's get on a call, learn more about the program, everything we do inside of it, and let's see if it's a fit for you. But if any of these things you're sitting here saying to yourself, oh, I could do this, and that I get where you're coming from, Krista, then you are the person that we want to support, that we want to help you truly change your life from the inside out. Now, if you're sitting here saying, hey, I like all these ideas and I can honor this myself and I can make this commitment on my own, amazing. I would love to support you through that too. So there is a link down in the show notes. I'll also put it up on my Instagram page, on my stories, to get a little guide that'll help you. It's basically a checklist and it helps you keep track of all these activities for the rest of this month and beyond. So if you want to get your hands on that, all you have to do is fill out that link down in the show notes. We'll shoot it over to you via email. And for a little bit of fun, if you want some additional accountability on social media, we will also share with you a little graphic that you can put on your stories for a daily check to check off the fact that you completed the activities. There'll also be one for some of the weekly ones, like the limiting the meals out and cutting alcohol in half too. So those won't be things you have to do every day, but you can reflect on them on Sundays and you can participate to that degree, very similar to what our clients are doing inside of their coaching app. But I'd love for you to do that. If you choose any of those routes of doing the free resources, if you do post it on your stories, please, please tag us. You can tag us at either the Krista Huber at the Fitness Fix or at the fix.officialpod. If you want to go nuts and tag all three, we will reshare. But I'd love to be able to know who's participating in this and holding you accountable that way and cheering you on through social media too. So clearly, this is the point where you need to jump to the show notes, take some action, whether that's signing up for this free resource to commit to this challenge to rock it solo, or potentially hopping on a call with me to talk more about one-on-one coaching and honoring that commitment to yourself back to when in May you kicked the can down the road. That time has arrived. Let's make some change and crush the rest of this year. If you make this commitment now, I promise that you'll be ahead of everybody else come January. And not that it's even about them, but if you want to get that edge, I know a lot of you out there are super competitive. Most of our clients are very competitive, which also means you're competitive with yourself. Make it about you. Get that edge and commit to this and do something about it, because we don't need you to be at Memorial Day this time, or fast forward to even this time next year, lamenting on the fact that you didn't make the change that you know you wanted to. So with that, from wherever you guys are listening from, I am excited for you to participate with us during this disciplined girl era that we will continue way beyond September, well into 2024. And I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day.